No. No. Don't tell me that you went out and bought another gadget that doesn't work.
You're dead wrong. Come downstairs wrong. I did not buy another gadget for me. I bought something for the entire family. You see these gloves? These gloves, my dear, are battery-operated, state-of-the-art mittens. You put your hand in there.
State-of-the-art mittens.
State-of-the-art mittens. Put your hand, come on, put your hand in there, and all I have to do is turn the battery on, turn it on. Now feel the heat. Feel it. Come on. You feel it?
I feel nothing.
You feel nothing because you don't want to feel anything. You feel... Wait a minute.
Nothing is happening,
Cliff. Well, maybe it's got a defective battery.
Maybe your brain is defective.
Kevin Claire, I'm going to the community center for a little while. I'll be back in time for dinner. Yes, sir, I finished my homework.
All right, but wait. I got a pair in here for you because you are now family. You see this? Here they go. State of the art. Battery operated mittens, day glow.
No, thank you.
I'm not putting those silly looking things on either.
That's okay. But I know when it gets cold outside, little children be begging me, can I have something? No. Get out of here.
Go ahead. Come on. That's me.
Hitting the ball.
That's me. That's me.
That's him.
Oh, you in there?
Look, you got it, Sly. You got it, Skeet. Get out the way. Get out the way. You big.
Oh.
Hey. Yo, Sly. Watch the ball, man. Not your woman.
Oh, you don't want me to watch the ball. You keep missing it.
All right. We got him fighting now. That's a good sign, right?
Yo, hold up, Sam. I'll be right back.
Yeah, bring your game back with you.
Yeah, she lets him.
Boy, she got my man there on a short leash.
Oh, Lance.
Oh, I'll be right back. On my way, Simon.
I don't want you dripping perspiration on my new sweatshirt.
Oh, well, this is new sweat, so you'll have an ensemble.
Oh, don't be gauche, Lance.
So we going out tonight, Smooch?
Yeah, but I gotta be back by 10.
Man, them Huxley rules are seriously ruining our relationship.
Rules is for fools. Laws is for flaws. Sideline by the guidelines.
What are you talking about?
I'm just quoting somebody great.
Who?
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill said laws is for flaws?
Yeah, he knew what was going down.
Oh, man, I gotta go.
Oh, come on, Smooch. Stay a while. Watch me play.
I can't. I gotta help out. It's my turn to set the table.
Set the table? For what?
So they can eat like cultured people. Don't you know anything?
I know you could eat without setting the table.
Hey, Sly, you gonna hang with the women or play with the men?
Can't you see? He hasn't been dismissed yet. I'll catch up with you later, Smooch.
I got something for you too, baby.
Oh, Lance, that would not be fun.
Oh, you know you love it.
All right, try to grab this one.
All right, I won't come in there.
Y'all take it easy now.
Hey, yo, Slide, pay attention, man. Let's finish the game, all right?
My man's got a lot on his mind, homie.
Hey, just because his girlfriend's living with them rich people don't mean he can mess up my game.
Yeah, it's no good losing your woman to the rich, man.
She's not like that, man.
But don't them Huxleys have a son at NYU?
Yeah, maybe that's why she's always rushing off.
No, she had to go home to set the table.
Set the table. Look, man, she's living in their house. She has to go by their rules.
Well, I say you ain't a man if you can't handle your woman. And I'm talking about in every way.
You want to be specific?
Yeah, Pam's a fine woman. And if she were mine, I know what I'd be doing. And I know what she'd be doing.
Too bad y'all wouldn't be doing it together, you know?
Man, I let nobody talk about my woman that way.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it.
Hey, listen, big fella. I'ma hold my man back, because he'll beat you down to your shorts, boy.
I'm away, Lance.
And you tell your man, if he hit me and I find out about it, he's gonna be in a world of hurt.
Excuse me. We got a lot of business to take care of. Peace.
Yeah, go find your briefcase.
Hey, look. Next time, don't hold me back.
Go get it, Dwayne. Good boy. Bring it back. Go get it, Dwayne. Bring it back. Good boy.
What is she doing?
Get it, Dwayne.
Clean
much she wants a dog.
So you bought her an imaginary one?
No. To compensate for not being able to have one, she's created an invisible one. It's a perfectly normal step in a child's development.
Hey, what a nice little doggy there.
Wow. He's over there.
Oh. Okay, I was going over there. Hey, what do you say there? How's everything going? All right, nice little dog. What's the dog's name?
Dwayne, it's Saint Bernard.
Oh, Saint Bernard. Okay.
That's not his head.
All right, well, Dwayne. Here, oh, you like that, huh? All right, get down. All right, now, I want you to get the stick. All right, come on. All right, come on. See. Hey! Ah! All right, there, get it, okay. Aha! This is what I like to see, women in the kitchen. Yes, indeed, roasting chickens, baking bread, tending the hearth. All right, women.
And this is what we like to see. A man coming home from the fields, smelling like his mule.
Hey, what's for dinner?
He's back.
Get away from that chicken, please. Thank you.
How come you're always eating our food?
Because I'm the only one here who really appreciates Mom's cooking.
He appreciates it because it's free.
That is water for the mashed potatoes. Everybody clear out. You, get over here. And you, mule man, wash your hands. Theo, you're going to ruin your dinner.
It's just to tide me over.
You guys are a trip.
That table looks very good, Pam.
Oh, thank you. I like to set the table. I think it's cool when everybody eats together.
Whoa, was that pecan pie? All
yes,
right.
Yes, stay away, and you too.
What you doing with the knife? You have to have a knife.
This is not for you. Pam made it for the rest of us.
In my house, we didn't always get to eat at the same time, because I'd be going to school and my mom be coming home from work. But on special occasions, we would have candlelight breakfast on Wedgwood China.
Wedgwood China?
Yes.
Isn't that important?
Yes, from the flea market in Brooklyn. We got two of them and didn't match, but who cares?
Susan always had a lot of style. Have you talked to your mother lately?
Yeah, I call. She sends her love.
You miss her?
Yeah, but I like it here, too.
Except for all those rules, right?
No, rules don't bother me.
Pinocchio.
No, I like the rules. Because, you see, rules give you structure. Bam. See? That's what teenagers today need, is structure.
Structure and goals. That's what we need, goals.
Structure and goals, yeah.
And priorities. Don't forget your priorities. You got to have your priorities.
Of which the three of you have none. And that's why us old people can have pecan pie.
Excuse me, you bring that pie back here. Thanks. Oh, you.
Isn't that hilarious, Dwayne? Dwayne just loves Fat Albert.
No, Saint Bernard, on the sofa.
Hello, Dr. Oxford.
How are you, Arthur? Come on in. Will you go get Pam, please?
Okay. Hey. See you later. It's okay, Dwayne. It's just a rerun. Come on, fella.
Who's she talking to?
Dwayne.
Who?
It's a dog. It's invisible.
Oh.
It's all right, though. They're cheaper and cleaner. So, how you been?
Fine, sir. I just came to take Pam for a walk.
Hey, I'm out of here, Dad. Right. Hey, Slide, what's up, man?
Hey, Phil.
What you got in the bag?
Oh, this? The rest of Pam's pecan pie.
Yeah?
Well, Mom forced me to.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Mm. I'll leave a slice for you in the mailbox.
My brother.
Hey, Slide. You leaving, Theo?
Yeah, I gotta go, but I left a collection of short stories for you. Read the one I told you about by Toni Morrison.
Okay, you know, I really like the one you gave me last week by Jamaica Kincaid, but I didn't understand all of it.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll break it down for you when I come back.
Okay, cool.
See you guys later.
Mailbox.
Special delivery.
My brother.
Hey, Pam, you want to go outside and talk a little?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Excuse me, Pam. Could you take Dwayne for his walk? I have a little cold.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And don't go chasing any cats.
Now, Pam, this is St. Bernard.
Oh.
You got some sugar for me?
Yeah. Whoa, Slide.
What whoa? I see no horses around here.
It looks like you want a little bit more than sugar.
Well, what you think? We're coming up on our 3-month anniversary.
3 months? Counting the 5 times we broke up, plus the times I was grounded, and the times I didn't want to see you because you got on my nerves. We lucky we've been together 2 weeks.
Well, see, that means our relationship has weathered the hard times. Now it's time we took it to another level. What do you think?
About what?
You know what? We're the only ones that aren't. Skeeter and Ramona, Julio and Anita, Lance and Charmaine.
Lance and Charmaine? Oh, no, I don't believe that. Charmaine?
You see how happy she is.
No, it can't be Charmaine, because she would have told me about it.
What do you think she's going to tell you about every detail in her life?
But Lance would tell you, right?
Let's just put it this way. I know. It's time, Smooch.
That's a big step, Slide.
Hey, I'll be taking it with you.
Yeah, I know you will.
Look, we both know how we feel about each other. Now it's time we did something about it.
What's that, Dwayne? You want to go back inside?
Come on, I'm serious.
I don't know. This is moving too fast, Lyde.
Just think about it. That's all I'm asking.
We need to talk.
I can see that from your frown lines.
I thought we were best friends.
Were? Since when are we were?
Then why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
About you and Lance.
What about me and Lance?
You know.
I know. I do not know what you are talking about.
I'm talking about you and Lance being intimate.
Intimate? Did Lance tell you we were intimate?
No, Sly did.
Well, let me tell you something, girl. Lance and I are close, but we are not that close. And if he told you that, we're going to be getting unclose. Now, since we're on this particular subject, let me just say, what I have may not be precious to the world, but it is precious to me. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Hey, because what I got ain't no knick-knack.
Well, somebody's speaking out of turn.
No, somebody's lying, and I'm the lie detector. Come on.
All right, this is it. Time to send these chumps back to Chump Towers.
Take me to the path.
It's you, big.
That's you.
Give me.
Lance, I want to talk to you.
Oh, we're playing a game here, Charmaine. Get off the court.
Yo, Smooth, step off.
No, you want to hear what I have to say.
Charmaine, you are ruining my game.
And you are ruining my reputation.
Hey, did you mind if we finish this game?
Yeah, I mind. Now, you guys better step off. I'm going to clock somebody now. Come on. You too, big boy. Come on. Out. Now, I believe that you have been spreading false information about the nature of our relationship.
What are you talking about?
Sly told me you two were intimate.
Yeah.
See?
Well, what I said, baby, was that we are intimate mentally and psychologically. I didn't say physically. Did you hear me say physically?
Well, that's what you told me Charmaine gave you for your birthday.
All I gave this man for his birthday was a gift certificate to the Sizzler.
What I said was that we had a very special night. So you gotta get your mind on a higher plane, homie. See, intimate means that our minds have met. Our souls have touched. And our spirits have sat together.
Oh, Lance, that was deep.
You don't want swimming in it. What do you think?
Come on, baby. Let's get intimate. Buy you a jelly donut.
You see him squirm out of that?
Yes.
But that don't change the way I feel.
Oh, Slide, it's the middle of the day. Can't we talk about something else?
About what? Them books you've been getting from Mr. College Man, Theo?
He's just trying to get me to read more. You know, you should read more, too.
I read plenty. How you think I picked the right bus to get here?
Yeah.
Hi, Pam. Hello, Slide.
Hello, Shaniqua.
How you doing?
Fine.
Bye, Slide.
Goodbye, Shaniqua.
Bye, Slide. Looking at you like she wants you on her plate, and you standing there looking like a happy meal.
All I said was hello.
Your mouth said hello, but your eyes said hello.
I gotta look at people I'm talking to.
No, I know what's in your mind. You know, you guys are all alike. You just don't care. Just running around with your hormones on the loose.
Well, what are we supposed to do? I'm in the prime of my life, and I don't know about you, but I'm peaking. So let's get busy.
Are you ready, Lord Teapot?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to pour?
I think so.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have you seen Dwayne?
Not if you haven't.
I've been looking for him everywhere. He's gone.
Well, maybe he went for a walk.
No, maybe he's hiding.
Well, what do you think will make him come back?
A bowl of ice cream.
For him?
No, for me. He likes to watch me eat ice cream.
I see. So what you're saying is, if I get you some ice cream, then Dwayne will come out to watch you eat it.
Make sure it's vanilla.
All right. Do you mind if I have a little also?
Not too much. Wait. I think you heard Dwayne. I'll go get him.
Okay. I'll dish it out. You bring Dwayne back. Little ice cream. Little ice cream for today.
What are you doing?
This is not what you think it is, so don't even start with it. This ice cream is for Dwayne.
For Dwayne?
Yes. Well, not really for Dwayne. It's Dwayne. See, Olivia asked for this ice cream because that's the only way that Dwayne will come back in the house because he loves to watch her eat ice cream.
Oh, Cliff, that is pathetic.
Well, be as pathetic as
we
you think.
We are. Come on in, Dwayne.
Right. Now, you're going to have to apologize. So there. Ha ha.
How much did you want Dr. Huxtable?
The girl, you know, she sees him. Look, you going to believe me or somebody that sees invisible dogs? Well, see, the ice cream is not for me. The ice cream is for my parrot, Howard. See him?
No, dear, I don't see your parrot, Howard, but I would like to see you in the living room, please.
Well, I'll be there. You don't frighten me. I'll meet you in the living room. Why not the basement? It made no difference to me. Now, with the parrot, Howard and I, now, you sit down here. What are you going to be so rough about? And meanwhile, give Howard a little kiss there. Go ahead, give him a kiss. Go ahead, give him a kiss. Whoa, hey, what are you doing eavesdropping?
Can I ask you two a question?
Sure.
How did you first know you were in love?
Well, first of all, Cousin Claire told me I was in love with her.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Because
no.
I think that I might be in love.
Oh, I take it with Sly.
You take it right.
And what makes you think that you might be in love with Sly?
Well, you know, I get excited when I know I'm going to see him. And sometimes he'll say something and we'll both laugh. It's not funny, but we laugh. And even when he gets on my nerves, I still miss him. And we can talk on the phone forever about nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we have children that do that. That has nothing to do with love.
But no, I know what she means, because that is how love starts. And, yeah. But, you know, it's more than that. I mean, It's loving somebody's weaknesses as well as their strengths.
Oh, you mean like those big yellow mittens?
Yes, like the mittens. When infatuation wears off, that's when real love begins. And that takes time to develop.
Well, me and Sly have been going together on and off for 3 months.
Yeah, well, I know that seems like a long time to you right now, but believe me, it's not. Cliff, is there anything of substance that you would add?
Well, yes, I think that love takes time to develop.
I just said that.
What I'm saying, what I think is that for your situation, I mean, you are just learning about this, and it's sort of like a video game. See, you start out the video game and you don't know how to play it, so you come out wagga 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 wagga, and then the thing eats you up. And then you have to start over. And then the more you get involved, the more you know what you shouldn't do, what you should do. And that's why you can go whack, 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 whack. And that's what we do now. We whack, 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 whack. And it never goes boo, woo, 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 woo. See? Because we know. Well, see, it worked with Theo. It worked.
That's okay. I think I get the idea.
Dwayne did it.
Yeah, right.
Dwayne did it. Dwayne did it. Well, is that all you want to talk about? Look. Come here. We're going back here. Do you see your chair back here? Your chair. This is your own special chair. I saw you sitting in it, and this is the special place. Now, you just sit down, and you tell me. Is something you want to talk about? Say it. Come on.
All right.
Yeah?
Well, if you had a patient, can that patient be your cousin?
Of course.
Would you treat that patient like a cousin? Or that patient like a patient?
I would treat the cousin like a patient.
Good. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say that.
Okay. Is anything wrong?
No.
Ah.
I was just wondering if you would consider taking me on as a patient.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, there you go. You got it. My patient.
Could you give me a prescription for birth control pills? Forget I mentioned any birth control pills. Yeah, I don't know what got into me coming that. Forget I was even in. Yeah.
Pam?
Yes, sir.
You know, when we talked, I told you, I said you could come to me for anything. And you did exactly that. And one of these days, I'll forgive you for that. But what I want you to know is it's best that you call your mother.
My mother?
Uh-huh.
In California?
Well, you have a mother someplace else?
No, that's the one.
Now, look, you call her, get permission from her, and you come back and tell me, and I will give you the name of the most wonderful gynecologist in the world, Dr. Rochelle Hawkins, and she counsels young women.
Okay.
All right? Cousin Pam, go ahead. And Cousin Pam?
Yes, sir.
You just call me anytime. Ask me. Anything.
Hi, Pam.
Hey.
Did you talk to your mother yet?
No, I'm not sure what to say.
Pam, whatever happened to that pact we made? I mean, we were going to wait till we fell in love.
I think I am in love. Don't you think you're in love with Lance?
In love? Honey, right now, we kind of on the borderline between intense affection and get out of my life.
Sly gets on my nerves, too, sometimes.
Oh, man, I'm playing a little of this ping pong, boy.
Look at him. He knows I'm here because he begged me to come, but now he's with his homies, and he wants to show them I have to come to him. They're always trying to prove something.
It starts when they're little, challenging each other to eat things like worms and bugs, holding their breath to see who can pass out first. They're so unnatural.
Mustard!
Now look at him, profiling, showing off for me. Nice going, baby cake. And we just feed into it. They got us coming and going. I mean, why do we stay here and put up with it?
Because they look good and talk sweet.
Please, let's just stop talking about boys. It always gets me so agitated.
Okay, you're right. Let's stop.
Oh, look at Lance. That boy is just too cute. Lance! Olivia, guess what? I just found my new leg warmers all balled up under your bed.
I didn't do it.
Then who did?
Dwayne.
Olivia, there is no Dwayne.
Yes, there is, and he's very sorry.
Olivia, Dwayne can't be sorry. Because invisible dogs aren't sorry. Because there's no such thing as invisible dogs.
I know that. I'm no dummy.
Then why do you pretend he's there?
He gets me stuff. I say he likes to watch me eat ice cream and to give me ice cream.
My parents fall for that?
Yes. Even that dog stool has a visible parrot.
I don't believe it. Do you think Dwayne could work for me too?
Sorry, Rudy. He's a one kid dog.
Hello, Cousin Claire.
Hi, Pam. How was your appointment with Dr. Hawkins?
Fine. She gave me some counseling and some protection.
Pam, have a seat. Now, I know that you've given this a lot of thought, but there is something I'd like to share with you. It's a love story. Happened between a boy and a girl some years ago. They really believed they were in love, you know. And everything was going just rosy until this boy began to, ever so sweetly, turn on the heat. Of course, he disguised this with things like love poems, carving of initials on trees, that sort of thing. And the girl loved the attention, but she told him, look, this is as far as it goes. And then he came up with the timeless speech. Well, everybody else is doing it.
Who wrote that speech?
Moses.
Probably Adam.
Well, anyway, all of this was to no avail. And then in a last act of desperation, he comes to the girl and says, now, look, if you loved me, you would help me get rid of these bumps on my face. But when that didn't work, one evening they went to the movies, the boy turned into an octopus, dear. Eight arms and legs flailing in every conceivable direction, all under one big empty head. The girl started doing hand exercises just so she would have the strength to keep his hands on her shoulders. Her hands got so strong that to this day, there's no telling what she could do.
So what happened to him?
They got married. You see, if the man is good, he will understand it is your decision.
Cousin Cliff!
What's that all about?
You have some orange juice. It's so good for your complexion.
Hey, Pam. Where you been hiding yourself these last couple of days?
Well, I've been thinking about us. And, I don't see what the harm is if we wait a little while.
Why do we have to wait?
Well, what's the rush? I mean, I'm not saying until we get married, just until I'm ready.
Hey, look. If you're not sure about this, then you're not sure about me.
Oh, come on, Sly. Why do you say that?
All I know is I love you. And it hurts to know that you don't feel the same way.
You know I love you.
Hey, I hear the words. That's about it.
You don't think I mean it? Okay, if I didn't mean it, why would I go to the doctors and get these?
Oh.
Happy now?
Yeah, well, it's just that I thought that you'd, take care of this kind of stuff.
I am taking care of it.
No, I mean, I thought you'd get some of those pills.
Oh, well, my doctor said that these are better for all around, you know what I mean?
What doctor?
The gynecologist that Dr. Huxtable recommended.
You told Dr. Huxtable about us? Are you crazy?
He's my guardian.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to guard everything. Forget about it. I don't want to use these things anyway.
And I don't want to have a baby.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
This has got nothing to do with trust. It's got to do with my body.
Well, what if we did have a baby? We're planning on staying together, right?
Would that be so bad?
We can't afford a baby.
Hey, I've worked before. I'll get another job.
Sly, that was part-time. There is no such thing as a part-time baby. Besides, I mean, we're only in high school. We don't even know how we're going to feel about each other in a year or so.
At least now I know where I stand.
Wait. Nothing's changed.
Except you.
They wreck your life, step over you, and then go looking for somebody else to crash into.
You should have seen him getting all mad when I gave him those things. Here I go and embarrass myself, and he says, don't you trust me.
Trust him? Like Anita trusted Julio? Now she's having this baby. And she wanted to study nursing. Mm-hmm. Thanks to him, she'll be nursing.
That's right. And there's nothing she can do. It's done.
It may be done, but it ain't over. What if Julio leaves her? You know, men are prone to do things like that from time to time.
Well, that would never happen with me and Slide.
Please, that's what you and Slide do best, break up.
Well, did Lance ever try to put that kind of pressure on you?
He tried that higher plane stuff on me once, but girlfriend, I let him know where it was and that he was in no position to go get it. And if he kept trying to get it, it would move and I would move with it.
Aren't you afraid of losing him?
Losing him? Him? I can get back. If I lose me, I'm gone for good.
But what if Sly doesn't come back?
Then later, potato. Let him walk. If he ain't got no time for you, you ain't got no time for him.
That's right. They gotta listen to us and forget what their homies and their hormones are telling them.
Men.
Yeah, men.
Where are they?
Hey, guys, listen to this, right? It says here that women want men as much as men want women.
Not in this neighborhood.
That's right, we're wasting our time with these women. See, I got a cousin, and where he lives, the women are fine, plentiful, and ready.
And where is that?
In New Jersey.
What's she worried about? She already spoken for.
Can't a man ask about a location?
Exactly where in New Jersey?
Trenton.
You telling me that the women in Jersey are more accessible than the women right here?
I'm telling you, the women over there are primed. I think it's got something to do with the water.
Guys, I've heard what you've been saying about women in Jersey. That's a lot of bunk.
How you know?
Cause I'm from Jersey, and that's the same thing we say about women in Brooklyn. There's nothing happening there, and there's nothing happening here.
Well, maybe you from the wrong part of New Jersey, man. What part are you from?
Trenton.
Women.
Yeah, women.
Where they at?
Hey, cuz.
Hey, how you feeling?
What are you reading?
That book you gave me by Toni Morrison.
Ah, all right.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
Why are men such worms?
What?
Well, in the book, this man marries Nell but has a thing with Sula. Why do you men do that?
Wait a minute, Pam. That's a book. That's fiction.
Well, didn't you tell me that good fiction is based on the truth?
I did, didn't I?
The truth is, men are worms.
That's true, but only to a degree. See, that's because men are always evolving. See, when I was Sly's age, I used to be a worm. But now, I'm only part worm.
But people are supposed to be better than that. People are supposed to be human and control their instincts, not like a rabbit or a bull moose.
Yeah, well, I went to school with a lot of bull moose, but they didn't stay that way. See, as we get older, the herd thins, we get more sophisticated. And then, when a woman says no, we know how to accept it. And we may not like it. Okay, we may cry a little bit. But we accept it.
Well, Slide's a bull moose. And I'm just wondering what he'll think of me if I give in to him.
Well, if he is a bull moose, I gotta tell you, they're migrating animals. They just graze and move on.
Well, I'm probably better off without him. But I sure do miss him.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Poor thing. Losing a boyfriend.
What makes you think that she lost her boyfriend?
Oh, men are so blind. Trust me, love. Slide has slid away.
I'm afraid Slide has slid down here. Well, how you doing, Slid?
Arthur.
All right. Mrs. Huxtable?
How are you doing, Mrs. Huxtable?
Oh, I'm fine, Slide. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, Slide.
Hi, Pam. Is it all right if we go outside and talk a little?
Ask Mrs. Huxtable.
Is it okay, Mrs. Huxtable?
If that's what Pam wants. Cliff, get back over there by that door. Get back over there by that door. I want to know everything that's going on out there.
Oh, dear, that would be spying.
Do it. Now, what are they doing?
Well, they're out there they're just talking.
Does it look like they're arguing?
No, they're just talking. And, uh-oh. She pushed him away. Well, he's walking away.
Good.
Well, wait, he's going back.
Walking fool. Not you, him.
Oh. Oh, he's putting his arms around, he's pulling her close, and oh, Claire, it looks like you're gonna lose. Yeah, they're kissing now.
Don't just stand there. Do something.
What do you want me to do?
Well, turn on the sprinklers.
We don't have sprinklers. Still kissing.
Why don't we go back to my place? My folks are at home.
There you go again. The minute things are nice between us, you go bring that up. Okay, I'll let you know when I'm ready. So stop sweating me.
Oh, you act like you're doing me some big favor now. A lot of women out there interested in the cat.
You mean like Shaniqua Watkins?
Well.
You trying to tell me that if I don't give in to you that you start seeing Shaniqua?
That's an option.
Fine. Don't let me stop you. I'm my own woman, I got my own mind, and I intend to use it. Good night. And give my best to Shaniqua.
Boy, it's a good thing I had four other daughters, man. I wouldn't have known to hold on to my paper.
Don't just lie this little way.
Hello? Ah, Elaine, yes? Oh, okay. No, why don't you go and head to the hospital? Can your parents take you? No? Okay, well, take a cab. Right. Get right over. There you go. Good example. Got a 16-year-old girl ready to deliver sometime tonight. Parents say, we want to have nothing to do with you. The boy that did it says, it's not mine. I told you to protect yourself. All she's going to do is have a baby.
Hey, homie. How you doing, man?
All right.
Hey, if you're down, you can get up.
Ain't that easy, man.
Hey, Pam.
Hello, Lance.
Yo, there she is, man. Go over and talk to her.
She won't even look at me, man.
Yeah, I ain't never seen nobody get ignored so good.
I played the wrong card, Lance.
Yep, played that Shaniqua card.
I wasn't even serious, man. I just got mad.
But then you gotta go over there and tell her that.
I would, but she won't listen.
Come on, man, I'll back you up.
Hey, yo, the way she looks, she better get in the front.
Hey, Pam, how you feeling today?
Fine, Lance.
Hi, Pam. She ain't talking to me, man.
I can see that. Go try it again, man.
How was school today?
Oh, Lance. Would you please tell that man that I'm not interested in anything he has to say and I'm very busy, so please get out of my face.
At the current time, her attention is directed elsewhere. However, by the inflection in her voice, she might be interested in an apology.
Tell her I've been thinking about it.
My man says that he has devoted his entire brain power to your image.
You may tell Mr. Bartell that I have not been thinking about him and he's a pain in the you know what.
She says, while you are not in her uppermost thoughts, you are not very far from her heart.
All right. Well, tell her I'm sorry that she's depressed and that if my mentioning Shaniqua Watkins has anything to do with me being far from her heart, then I'm very sorry.
Although my man is quite learned, Shaniqua is no longer a part of his vocabulary.
Then ask him why he threw her in my face like that.
Yeah, you heard it, homie. Why'd you do that?
That was stupid, and I admit it, and I'm sorry. The only woman I think of is you.
What he meant was...
Lance, I know what he meant.
Look, I've been doing some thinking, and you shouldn't have to do anything you don't want to. And neither should I. Not that I don't want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I appreciate it.
I sure have missed you, Smooch.
I missed you too, Sly.
I can see my work is done here. Lance knows romance.
You said you wanted to see me, Dr. Huxtable.
That is correct. Would you have a seat, please?
Come on, Dwayne.
Look, people have been talking about Dwayne lately, and they're not very happy with his behavior.
What?
It seems that Dwayne has gotten into and has been using Denise's makeup. I really don't know how Dwayne did it, but he went into the kitchen and got a knife and cut a big piece of chocolate cake.
He won't do that again.
He also is doing some terrible things and blaming you for these things. Yes. Your shoe prints were on our sheets, looking like somebody was jumping up and down on the bed. And I know it had to be Dwayne putting on your shoes and doing that. So my point is that just outside the door there's an invisible family. And they told me that they were missing their invisible dog. The dog fits Dwayne's description. And I think it's time for you to give Dwayne back to those invisible people.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come on, Dwayne. Hi. Nice to meet you. Go on, Dwayne. What? 1 minute.
What are you doing?
They want Howard to repair it, too.